Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to...
Hello.
Hi, Milos. Mm-hmm. This is Stacy calling back from Local Splash. How are you?
All right. Not too bad.
All right. I'm actually calling with regards to your client interview that will take about 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yes, it could.
All right.
You can go all for right. it.
Mm-hmm. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Milos, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's
call
interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, you will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here, Milos, that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay? So I got it here. Your business name is called Grom Electric LLC. That's G-R-O-M-M Electric LLC.
Yes.
Okay. And the address that I have on here, that is 6805 Country Line Lane, Burridge, Illinois, 60527.
Yes.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address. That's my office that I'm using right now. But I do have a shop where all my tools and all of that is at. But you can put that address there as my office business operation.
Gotcha. But let me verify that, Milos. Are we going to use this for your Google Business Profile, or do you want to use your shop, the address of your shop?
You can use the Burridge one at the office.
The office. Can you provide me your office address?
It's the 6805 County Line Lane one.
Oh, the home and the office address.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So let me note it here. But I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sounds great. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I am. I'm getting my insurance today. I was just on the phone clarifying things, and I was in the process of signing it, and then I received this phone call.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so how about license? When you register your business to the state, does it require you license or no?
Yes, okay. There is a business license.
Gotcha. Can you read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Hold on, I need to sign on to my legal Zoom account. So right here, I actually had an appointment with them today. My state ID is 17489844.
Okay.
Do you need my EIN number or no?
No need for the EIN number. Can you please provide it again? I don't know if I get it right. That's 1. I got here 1448984. 1-7-4-4. Did I get it right?
I know. It's 1-7-4-8-9-8-4-4. That's the state ID.
Okay, that's 1-7-4-8-9-8-4-4. And do you have the expiration date?
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Just take your time.
Let's see. Address. Official and some operating agreement. I got it on the formed on the 24th of February 2026. So does that mean that expires 1 year after that?
Okay, so I'll note it here. There's no specific expiration date on file, but you have it filed on the 24th, February 2026, okay? Thank you so much for this, Milos. And let me see it here. Okay. So, yep, just want to make sure you can receive mail at this address, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google heavily reward verified addresses with better local rankings? Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
You can hide it for now because I'm going to get an office. Let's put Burridge, Illinois.
Gotcha. No worries about that. I can go ahead and hide it for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And later in the call, Milos, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 708-655-2988?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address. That's milosthebox628@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Can you, I just want to make sure that it's spelled as your first name, MILOSDUBACK or BAK?
No, it's DUBAK.
Gotcha. So let me just go ahead and change it here on my end. That's DUBAK628@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So you haven't received any emails from us? Let me just update it here on my end. Just real quick, just to make sure that we're sending the updates to the correct email. All right. Thank you so much for clarifying the email. Okay. And do you already have a business website or not yet?
I'm currently working on the business website.
So you already have a domain name?
Yes.
Is someone working for your website?
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're working on it.
Okay. I'm working on it with us. Some of my previous people have done it.
Mm-hmm.
For my brother's website and my family's website and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So basically, you want us to promote your website as is?
As what?
Do you want us to promote your website as is? Because I'm going to offer you, if you would like us to create a new layout for your domain. But if you want, since you mentioned that someone is already working on that, are we going to promote your website as it is?
Once I've done with it, you guys can put it up.
Gotcha.
But you guys can put a website coming up or whatever. Like in the process.
Okay. Can you provide me your domain name so I can go ahead and note it here?
Domain, yes. It's Grom Electric.
Grom Electric at gmail.com?
Yes. LLC.com.
LLC.com. Okay. That's Grom Electric LLC.com. Okay. That's Grom Electric LLC.com.
Yes.
No more good.
Okay. All right. So for this one, Milos, I actually see that Grom Electric LLC.com is there's still an error. We can still figure it out. That it needs to say you don't own the domain name yet. Are you still gonna purchase this domain name? Are you still working on your domain name?
I already purchased that domain name on GoDaddy.
Okay.
.com.
May I know, did I get it correctly? That's GromElectricCllc.com.
GromElectricCllc.com. Or it could be GromElectric.com. Try it without the LLC.
Okay, I'll try it at the LLC. Oh, yep, I see it here. It's under GoDaddy. And for your team who created the website, do they have a timeline? When would it be live?
In about a week.
In about a week. Okay. Yes, if you don't
yes
have...
I'm still working on my our logo, and it's branded. So, I'm finalizing my logo and all of that, and I have a trademark. It's just kind of hard to finalize it all.
Oh, okay. So you're the one who creates the logo?
I have the logo. I'm still working on it.
Finalizing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so let me just note that. So your website will be live in a week.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Would you like us to create a temporary website for you and take it down once your site is up and running, or would you like us to wait for the week for your website?
Just hold on and wait.
Okay, so just going to go ahead and wait for a week for that. All right, I'll note it here. And let's set up your call tracking. So your call tracking, Milos, is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username, okay? So, let me just pull up, Milos, the phone number that we got for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can go ahead and finalize it, okay? So, the number that we have... That is 708-230-8805.
Hold on a second. iPad was not working. One second, please. It is 708.
Yep, yeah, that's 708. Anyways, you will receive an email and a text for this also. That's 708-230-8805.
230-8805.
Okay. That works. All right. Anyways, I will do a test call to this number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. So I'm just going to go ahead and have this number for you. Just one moment. Oh, let me see. I'll check if this number will work perfectly fine, but if it's not going to work perfectly fine, let me try to check other options for you. Okay? If I will do a test call and if this number is not going to work out fine, can I get you a different number to make sure that it works perfectly fine? See. All right. And also, Milo, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So, before you hear a ring in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Grom Electric LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yes, you guys can I'll throw that on, but I thought that was already included, in it.
Okay. Actually, Milos, when your potential customers will call you through your tracking, they will still hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Grom Electric LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. But the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. And with just only a one-time fee of $19, you can ask changes anytime.
So, I mean, when I talked to the guy that called me, he said that he was going to throw that in because I've gotten other offers, and they were offering on me for $149 a month, and I went with you guys, and you guys told me that this was going to be included.
Yep, as I mentioned, it is already included. The recording is included, but the $19 one-time fee is going to be for the professional recording. Did he mention about that it's already
Yeah, he said that all of it was included.
I'm going to go ahead and verify it with Chris, since he mentioned about this to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, I will let him know with regards to this, and I'll check, okay? Or I can give you a call back once I get a hear from him. All right, and are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Google Workspace?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
So Google Workspace Milos allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name, and that is your business name, that's GromElectric.com, And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant visibility. For example, you can have an email that says milos@gromelectric.com or info@gromelectric.com or even office@gromelectric.com. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. Would you have a starting price of $19 per month per user? Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No.
Okay. All right. That's okay. You can always add it anytime, okay? If you change your mind.
Okay.
All right. One moment here. All right. And also, let me see, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Milo, shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
You can put a new build out for the homes, our panels swap out and upgrades, our commercial build outs from ground up, basically, I mean, all of electrical needs. You can put our chargers on there. The car chargers. I pretty much do everything. From generators install, I can do a whole house build out. Commercial office spaces, commercial buildings.
Yeah.
I can do industrial power.
Okay.
Just basically,
okay, how about this? I've actually pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Milos. Let me know if you want to add or change any. Is we optimized for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities, okay? You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, justify if you want to make updates. So, let me see. Do you want it to be found first with the keyword electrical services or electrical contractor or electrician?
Electrical contractor.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, so let me have it here. Electrical contractors. I'm going to go ahead and read the top performing keywords for you. Let me know if you want me to take out anything from the list, okay? So I have it here, Milos. We have electrical contractor, electrician, electrical services, residential electrical services. We have commercial electrical services, emergency electrician, electrical repair, electrical wiring services, electrical panel installation, electrical panel upgrade, circuit breaker replacement, outlet installation, lighting installation, ceiling fan installation, generator installation, generator repair, EV charger installation, surge protection installation, whole house rewiring, electrical safety inspection. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes. You can also put a bucket truck.
What's going to be the service for bucket truck?
That's for like changing out a pole, a light, and like all of that. So bucket truck services.
Bucket truck services?
I can, you know, I change out like a street light, a pole light.
Okay, so the street lights and pool lights. Okay, so let me note it here. For street lights, what's going to be the specific service for that? Is it street lights installation and pool light installation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords aside from that?
He can do a street light upgrade or swap out.
Street light upgrade and swap out?
Yes.
Okay, street lights upgrade and swap out. All right. So are you okay with this or do you have any other keywords?
That'd be it.
Okay. Anyways, as I had mentioned earlier, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Milos. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question to you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Can you say that again?
Yep. Can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I've been in this field for about 20 years. I worked for a family business. It's grown. Well, basically, my family business, when I started, and we worked, and we had about 10 guys, and in the last, 15 years, we've grown to 500 guys, and it became a nationwide and worldwide. And we've been voted number 24. Electrical contractor in the nation. So basically, I've worked a lot, and I opened up my own business to kind of like pick my own hours and my own customers, because I've ran big jobs that were like $20 million jobs, and ran crews. There were like 80 guys, and I'm just exhausted. And I started, I have a brand new son, so I just kind of want to slow down from working for a huge company that involves traveling, because we had I mean, if you have like five offices in five different states and all of that, and we've done work in South Korea and Turkey, I mean, all over the world, Mexico. So I traveled, I worked a lot of hours, and now, you know, I have experience. I worked in a lot of chemical plants. I worked in a lot of any food plant you can probably freaking name. Oil refineries, Air Products. Amazons. We built like 12 Amazons. So, and that company is Dubac Electrical Group. So I opened up my own company to just kind of take a break. And, you know, if my family needs me, I would be a sub. So, I mean, you could put on there that I was involved in a big family operation, and that there's a lot of years of experience and all of that. I mean, I can sum it up, and I can I think I have it all written out. Where here, I think I have it all. I can text it to you, or
yes, that would be helpful. So let me see. You can send it to me at 877-635-6225.
Hold on one second.
All right. I think you have provided me, yep, Milos, a very good description about your business. Yep.
Can you give me that number one more time?
Okay, yeah, that's 877-635-6225.
6225. Okay, the text message is been sent.
Gotcha. All right.
So if you guys want to shorten that up, you guys go to...
All right, let me just go ahead and see it here. Let me just pull up your message. And, oh, all right. Thank you so much for this. So this one is a very good layout and a good description of what sets you apart from your competitors. Look at that 10-man operation that's already over 500 now. Nationwide and internationally. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for this, Milos. This is going to be very helpful, okay?
Awesome.
And I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a mission statement?
Can you give me an example?
Okay, actually, I prepared a list of mission statements for you. Let me know if you want to use some of it, okay? So I have here, at Grom Electric LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Second one is at Grom Electric LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Grom Electric LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from the list?
Add the last one and then add honesty to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we provide quality workmanship, honesty, and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yes.
Or we provide honesty, quality workmanship, and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. I think that sounds better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have this as your mission statement. Let me just end here. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
How do what?
Do you have a tagline or slogan?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for that. And if you wanted to personalize your tagline, then that would be helpful. You can also send it to us through a text message, okay?
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
I just opened up this company.
So you started this 2026 or 2025?
2026.
Gotcha, this 2026. This
company.
How many years of experience do you have?
20.
Wow. Okay, 20 years. Oh, yep. You had mentioned earlier that you have 20 years of experience. So I'll note it here, Milos. The business started 2026, but you have the 20 years of experience. Wow. Amazing. All right. And how many people work with your company?
Just me right now. Because I work alongside on my family's business, so it's like I'm in my own contractor, and so right now it's just me, and then I do get subcontractors and all of that. They're all insured and. But right now, it's just me.
Gotcha. All right. So we have one for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Both of those.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good.
Residential, commercial, and industrial.
Mm-hmm. Residential, commercial, and industrial. And I just wanted to confirm, Milos, that I got here correct hours of operations. It says here from Monday to Friday, you do 6 to 5, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you do accept emergency work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Checks, credit card, I've gotten Zelle, what other options
do you do Venmo and Cash App?
Venmo, I mean, none of that. Checks and a credit and a debit card.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. So you do, for now, you do cash, checks, and credit cards and Zelle.
Yes. Well, okay. I mean, I don't know if it's a good idea to put cash underneath there.
Okay, I'll take out cash for you. So we do checks, credit cards, and Zelle, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for this. So now that we have your business information, Milos, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The one that you guys prefer, the
gotcha.
One with our.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let me see it here. Oh, yep, I just hear it from Chris. And he actually mentioned, Milos, that you talk about the call tracking number, but not about the call tracking beating. It means to say you will still hear the recording, but it's going to sound robotic, and there's no professional recording for that. Because if you wanted to add someone professional to record it for you, we have the fee of $19, okay? Let me know if you want to add it or no. You can always add it anytime.
No, that's all right.
All right. Let me just note it here. So let me just check your call tracking number.
And it's still going to answer as Grum.
Yep, it's still going to answer it that way, but it's not like sounding very professional. It sounds like kind of robotic, but it still sounds okay. But if you wanted to have someone professional to record it for you, that's where we will charge you the $19. Okay?
That's all right.
All right. We can skip it for now. And you can always add it anytime anyways. So now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, Milos. Let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Burrage, Illinois, correct?
Yes.
So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would also like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
You can put a 50-mile radius.
50-mile radius. Actually, Milos, we highly suggest that you provide us specific cities or zip codes so that that is actually going to be very helpful for your ranking. Will you be able to provide specific cities or zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance?
You can put Burridge, Romeoville, Chicago, Des Plaines, Bolingbrook, Bolingbrook, LaGrange area, Pimpdale.
Okay, so I've got here. What's the last one? I'm sorry.
You can put Hinsdale.
Hinsdale?
And then, you can put Cook County. I mean, that's Cook it in DuPage County.
Let me add it here real quick. You want to do counties?
Yeah, you can put Cook it in DuPage County.
One moment here. Okay, so let me go ahead and you mean Cook County, right? County. And what's the other one? DuPage County?
DuPage County.
Gotcha. It's Cook County and DuPage. So we have here Burridge. We have Romeoville, Chicago, Des Plaines, Burnbrook, LaGrange, Hinsdale, Cook. Oh, we have here Cook County and Duke County. You gotta get it right.
DuPage County.
DuPage County. Yep, that's DuPage County. So did I get it right?
Yes.
All right, so let me just have it here. And that leads me to my next question for you, Milos. Do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
Do I have a Google Business Profile?
Yep.
I have nominated it yet for Grum, but I can.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, I will have to check on that, but let me just pull it up real quick. I actually did a research when it comes to your Google Business Profile, and yep, I didn't see any Google Business Profile associated with your business, Milo, so that's nothing to worry. We will go ahead and create and optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
So, Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So, most commonly, you'll verify with a short visit tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send easy instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
What?
Do you have any business cards or signage?
For Grum? Or
yeah, for your business, Grum. You mentioned that you were creating on it, right? You were finalizing your business card?
Yes, it's coming up.
Okay, once it's available, will you be able to send it to us?
Okay.
All right, so let me just note that here. Okay. Alrighty. And that is going to be very helpful for, that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And in the event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Milos, we sent you an email. To get the Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Milos, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Can you say that again?
Yes. So one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate
sure.
this for you? Mm-hmm. All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business profile. And also my concern earlier, Milos, I just wanted to verify it again because the number that I have ordered for you actually didn't go through for now. And I'm going to change the phone number. Are you okay with the phone number that we have? The 708-230-8866?
230?
Yep, 8866. Are you okay with this?
8866, yep.
All right, so let me go ahead and verify if it will successfully go through so I can do a test call later. Just one moment here. Okay. And while waiting for that, let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do not.
Okay. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create a Yelp page for you?
Sure.
All right, so we can go ahead and create the Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do not.
Okay. If you don't have a Facebook business page yet, Milos, actually having or creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we will send you easy instructions. Will you be able to create a business Facebook page?
I'm going to hold off on that for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, yes, but not like in the next like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
Okay, and for us to be able to run your Facebook ads, Milos, you need to have a business Facebook page. And the reason why we ask you to create the business Facebook page yourself for you to have the full ownership of the page. Okay?
Okay.
Well, okay.
It'll get created, and then I'll let you guys know when that's done.
Okay. So you mentioned about holding it off in 3 weeks. Are you not going to be able to create it this weekend, or what do you think?
I'll be able to create it.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. So once you create it on the weekend, I'm going to send you an email. So it will also set as a reminder. It says, create your Facebook business page, and there's a link where you can add us as an admin so we can work on your Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending it to email right now, so you can check that if you have time, and also if you have time on the weekends. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. So your Facebook business page, Milos, is included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images and messaging for your ad campaign, or have a creative team handle this?
Can you say that one more time, because it's pouring out here?
Mm-hmm. You do have Facebook ads in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle it for you?
I'm not sure.
Would you like a creative team to work on your Facebook ads?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's no additional cost for that. And do you have a lot of photos that you can send for your Facebook ad?
Yes, I do.
Gotcha. That would be very helpful. And for your Facebook ad, Milos, there are 3 lead response methods. We do have this form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. And what we recommend is using the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Would you like us to work with what we highly recommend, form fill? Well, you will receive an email and SMS in real time if you have potential leads.
Yes.
Are you comfortable with that? So once you receive an email or SMS with the potential leads, you can call them. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So let's work with that. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Reach out as needed.
Okay. So I'll note it here. And also, Milos, I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to keep it out for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no worries about that. And let me see. You mentioned that you are working on your logo, so I do hope that you'd be able to send it to us once it's already done, okay?
Okay.
And now you will see several important emails from us soon. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, and the logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
My photos.
So you don't want us to use any stock photos?
I mean, yeah, you could.
Okay, anyways,
You could, but I mean, I was gonna put, you know, on my website, previous, photos of the work that I've done.
Okay. But anyways, those stock photos will only be like placeholders that you can revise anytime if the photos that you sent us are of not good quality. But anyways, we can always change the photos, okay?
Okay.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and comparing progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward this to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Milos, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, this is going to be the same day, Friday. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 27th of March. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
27th is fine. 28th. What day is the 28th?
28th is a Saturday, and we're actually closed on weekends, so we can only do 27. If you wanted to push it through in the next week, that would be okay. Just let me know.
Let's do in April.
Okay, April. Let me see. Do you want to do it on April? So, do you want to do it, that's on the 27th, what day in April would you like to do it?
They can do it on a Monday Monday's fine.
Okay. Monday is going to be on the, do you want to do the 30th of March or on a Monday? 6th of April.
Let's do it on the 6th of April.
Okay. And what will be the best time for you?
Around 12 o'clock Central.
12 o'clock Central. So let me just check the available slot for you for Pacific. And it's 12 o'clock. Let me see if we have available time for that, okay? So, yep, I can go ahead. There's still time for you. That's 10 a.m. Pacific. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just go ahead and have that. And now, as I mentioned earlier, Milos, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer on your first call, on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash, but do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No. Thank you.
All right.
Everything is
and
good.
Also, Milos, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back as we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status update. And expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Milos. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.